What a blessing to be able to worship this morning with these talented young people and with Moses and his beautiful family. That was wonderful. Do we have any first-time guests or visitors with us this morning? Jim?
This is Greg Mosley, our good friend and close neighbor.
Welcome, Greg. Good to have you. Do you have the microphone back there, Rod? If you don't mind, Walter. Todd gets it. Do we have any prayer requests or praises this morning? Mr. Jack.
I'd just like to thank you for prayers for my family and that you would keep my daughter Rhonda in your minds as she reestablishes her life that she's dealt with for the last 25 years with these boys. So thank you for your prayers.
Yes, sir. Charlie.
Just a praise for these young. Oh, that was fantastic. Livened up the church for sure. I have a friend that I work with. She had shoulder surgery last week. Melissa, if you could remember her in your prayers. She's in quite a bit of pain, but hoping for a speedy recovery. Thank you.
Yeah, prayers for Melissa's shoulder. I think Nancy has one, Walter.
My name is Kay. I want us to pray for the students in Brown University in Rhode Island. A horrible crime was committed, and I think there's several that are in critical condition. And for the families of these two that were killed, just heartache, brokenness, and a lot of whys. Why did it, you know, from across our America. Anyway, and let's pray for our first responders. We went to the parade last night. It was wonderful. Somebody said, Kansas, Oklahoma has a parade. And I said, oh, yeah, they have a parade. And it was a good parade. And but as the first responders went by, I just kept saying, thank you, Lord. I mean, it comes to, and when you see it visibly, a lot of police cars, ambulance, fire trucks, you know, from all around the area. Thank you, Lord. For their people who volunteer, most of them probably volunteer for this. And pray for our military. A lot of stuff. National Guard, they're standing as a wall between us and crime. And just continue to pray for our country.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Rose has a really bad headache this morning, so I told her we'd pray for her.
You bet. Right up here.
Our boys out at Brush Creek, we've seen immense growth in them. So I want to thank you guys for praying for them and continue to pray for them. I believe we're expecting some more to be coming soon. So keep that all in your prayers.
For sure.
Nancy Rader. Friday afternoon, we found out that Elmer's youngest sister passed away. In her home, it was unexpected. She had medical problems, but anyway, so just prayers for Elmer's family.
Yes.
With Terry Rader.
What was her name? I'm sorry, Nancy.
Her name was Terry.
Terry.
Terry Rader, yes.
Anybody else over here? Yeah, Melvin.
As for our special guest today, I just have two words or two phrases, wow, and praise the Lord.
Absolutely. Yes, sir. Anybody else on this side have anything you'd like to share this morning? Henry.
Yeah, Henry Bell. This is a praise. Now I know what it says in the Bible, to dance before the Lord. Amen. And the King is coming. Amen.
Right up here.
I'm Leah. A good friend of mine, Michelle Beeson, went to the emergency room Wednesday night complaining of not being able to breathe and found out that she had fluid on her lungs and that she also is suffering from congenitive heart failure. So, and she's only 56. So it was just
out of the blue, had not had any heart issues at all, and found out that she's going to have to be wearing a jacket for the next 3 months continually. So just pray for Michelle. Michelle Beeson.
Hank.
I'm Hank, and I wanted to lift up Kathy Gallion, an old neighbor up at Hiawassee, and we prayed for Kenneth, who's passed on here about 6 weeks ago. But Kathy has, I can't tell you what all health issues she has, but she's in Mercy Hospital in Rogers and just not doing well at all. So, Kathy Gallion.
For Kathy Gallion.
I'm Bing. Our firstborn son, Brad, in California, his father-in-law, Mark Bloomer, is a missionary in Belize and is air-vacked to Texas, hopefully today. They had a lot of problems getting that done. And he has a strange mosquito disease, and his oxygen was at 80 this morning. Prayer for him, that he'll be taken care of.
Anybody else? Yeah, Lynn.
Lynn Bell. Prayers for my friend Brenda Thompson. She's the one that went through the cancer and survived. She went to the hospital last week, and she has MRSA. And they don't know if it's in her port that they have not taken out or if it's in her hip. But she's really, they can't do a lot because of her AFib, and they can't treat the AFib because of the MRSA. So please just keep her in your prayers.
Thank you, Lynn. Anyone else? All right. We'll have our prayer song. Thank you.
We are so grateful for this opportunity to be here this morning. And I just pray as we sang these songs that we were paying attention, that we will be a willing servant for you, for those around us. Open our eyes that we might see those in need. Open our eyes so that we might be able to share the gospel that we've been encouraged with this morning, to share the salvation, the grace, the mercy to those that are longing to hear the story. And Lord, I just pray this morning as we lift these burdens up, there are those who are having burdens that they've not shared, they've been unspoken. We just pray that as they bring them to you, that they will be able to feel their burdens lighter, that they know and accept your will in their lives and the decisions that you make for us. And Lord, we want to lift up Rhonda this morning and the adjustments that she is going through as she has been a mother to these boys for quite a long time. And we just pray that she will be able to continue to move forward and be able to make the adjustments that she needs. And We just pray for the Moody family as they're going through this time of loss, that you will encourage them and strengthen them. And we just pray that you will continue to bless their family. And Lord, we want to lift up Melissa this morning, who is recovering from shoulder surgery. We just pray that right now, as she's in a lot of pain, that that those who are serving her will be able to lighten this for her, that she'll be able to feel better in the days to come, and give her the strength that she needs and the patience she needs as she continues to recover from this surgery. And Lord, we want to lift up the tragedy at the Brown University with these students, and we just pray for their families as well, with a lot of questioning of what's going on and why did this happen and why us. We just pray that that community there will find a way to lift them up and strengthen them in this time. And Lord, we want to continue to lift up our first responders and our military as they are there on the front lines every day serving us, even when we don't even know it. And we just pray that you continue to be with them and keep them and their families safe during this time. And Lord, we want to lift up Rose this morning, who's not feeling well. We just pray that you be with her and put your healing hand on her so that she might feel better this morning. And Lord, we want to lift up the Raider family and the loss of Terry. So unexpected. We just pray again that we as a church family here and their family and those will surround them and encourage them and strengthen them in this time of loss. And Lord, we want to lift up Michelle this morning and her heart condition. And we just pray that, again, with a lot of things, a lot of questions there, we just pray that you continue to be with those doctors and nurses and pray that they give her the best information that she can move forward in making the decisions in the days ahead. And Lord, we want to lift up Kathy this morning with health issues. She's in the hospital. Again, we just ask for those who are serving her that they will be able to minister her and give her what she needs to feel better, to be strengthened. We just pray that you continue to be with Kathy in this situation. And Lord, we want to lift up Mark in a very rare situation here with this mosquito disease. We are grateful that he has been brought back. We just now pray that as they continue to make decisions for him, that they will be able to get this disease under control and out of his body. And we just pray again for the family as they're going through this time of anxiousness of not knowing. We just pray that you continue to comfort them in this time. And we want to lift up Brenda this morning with her health issues as well. A lot of questions going on, and we just pray that, again, the doctors will be able to inform her and her family so that they can continue to move forward in this time. And, Lord, we are so grateful for this group from Uganda, how they have ministered to us today. And how they will continue to minister us as they're with us in our midst. And we're just so grateful for their love for you, the love that they have to share the gospel with us. And we just pray that you continue to bless them as they continue to move forward through their tour, that you'll give them safe travels, that they will be able to perform and be healthy, and that you will give them a blessed time so that they can get their message out to those they come in contact with. And Lord, we are grateful for the encouragement from Brush Creek, the growth that's going on there. We just pray that you continue to be with them as they minister to the young people there. We just pray that you'll give them the strength and wisdom they need and the guidance on a daily basis as they interact with these young people. And Lord, as we've been reminded, you're coming back. And we just pray that we continue to look forward to that every day, every moment. And we are so grateful for that promise that you're coming back for us. In your Son's name we pray. Amen.